What's happening? Where's that boy Too Smooth, the CEO of MMR 3000? I have a segment on the Patio Podcast with DJ Hard Work. We're going to talk about things going on in our community. We're going to talk about the entertainment world, and also we're going to talk about a whole lot more. Make sure you tune in on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9:30 Eastern. Check me out, baby. Mad respect.
Yes, yes, yes. We're live. Smooth on this pretty rainy, windy Thursday. We got KG, Boss Ready 99, Mix, Memphis 10. What's happening, Ball Lady? Laid back, man. Glad you could join the podcast tonight.
Can y'all hear me?
Jump straight into it, man. Oh. What made you get into the entertainment business?
To be honest with you, I was at a pawn shop one day, talking shit, and my homeboy was like, have you ever thought about being a radio personality? And I was like, nah, but here, we can try it out. And so we called the guy, and I've been here before.
That's what's up. How you feel about the industry today?
It's real grimy. You know what I'm saying? It's more hate in the industry than it's ever been. You know what I'm saying? It's even worse. People don't know how to work together. People try to, if they see you popping, they try to down the popping people. But they always say, if you ain't making no noise, then you ain't doing nothing anyway.
So
when they keep the popping off,
That's for sure. How long you been in this time? Are you originally from Memphis,
Tennessee? I don't know. I'm from
the bird. That's what's up. So you been at 99 Mix the whole time, or you started somewhere else and came there?
Yeah. I've been there the whole time. I also worked at WRE FM. And now we're United Mafia.
Okay. Who are some of the people you interviewed recently? Who are some of the people you had on your show recently?
Somebody
told me you finna get ready to be in some up and coming movie and star Family Mars.
That's what's up.
And I see you be doing a lot of promoting. You can tell the people about your promotional packages, or how you do your promotion again.
Oh yeah, I do interviews and rotations and pay royalties for 150. I do billboards for 500 for a month. I do commercials and radio advertising for 30 days for 300 a month. And we're working on some artist promo tours packages coming soon.
Gotcha. I see, you know, back here you was in Atlanta. What you had going on in ATL?
My homegirl, Miss Bipolar, the one I was telling you about with Into the Music.
Uh-huh.
She had her 2-year anniversary with her show, and also she has her birthday bash.
Oh, okay.
And then Saturday I will be at the Hip Hop Awards, Atlanta Hip Hop Awards show.
Okay.
With
okay.
Gina Hills.
Gotcha. That's what's up. What other upcoming events you have lined up?
Well, I have a showcase coming up October 11th, which I'll be giving away 3 billboards, a chance to perform at the fight that we have in, and a single deal contract.
Okay. Well, what's up? So you
and
got.
Then, I got an exhibition fight that I'm throwing Thanksgiving weekend.
Okay. Yeah, with what the name of Charles Harris and I got the other guy there. Yeah. Is it a title bout or just exhibition?
It's an exhibition.
Okay, gotcha.
But they will get built out of it.
Okay. That's what's up. How do you feel about the climate that we're in today for us, you know, the pandemic, the protests, and so on and so on? How you feel about that?
Well, you know, when it comes to protesting, I really don't enjoy them protesting because I feel like, how can you say Black Lives Matter and we're killing each other more than anybody?
Mm-hmm.
And until they come together and stand as one, then I feel as if, you know, the law needs to serve its purpose and do what they're supposed to do. And people need to let that be done because at the end of the day, go out here and be ready to protest when a officer kills someone, but you won't protest when a brother kills somebody. You know what I'm saying? Like, protest, if you're going to protest for everything. Because all lives matter. Whether they get killed by the police, or they get killed by little pooper or day-day. It still needs to be protest.
Yeah, that's true, too. Now, I agree with you to a certain extent. But you will have some people that say, true and true is black on black crime, but it's also white on white crime. But the difference between that and the people that support the protectors is that it's their sworn duty to protect us to de-escalate that escalate. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know.
So that's what I'm saying. You know, I just don't protest. I don't, you know, get some charities, but I don't do no protesting.
Yeah, I feel you know.
Because I feel like my people should do better as a people because we already came from a time of slavery that we had to fight for our freedom. Now we fight to live. From each side, and it's like, when is it gonna stop?
Yeah.
And then if we ain't fighting to live from each side, we're fighting to hate from each side.
Yeah.
Because our own people hate on us because we're trying to succeed. And that's the problem that I'm having in America is that the own people hate on you. But they see you progress. But when you down here and you're doing bad and you ain't got no goals, they glorify you.
Yeah.
You're trying to better yourself and you're trying to do better. And they see you doing better, you make moves. That's when the hate comes.
I think because the way society was set up before we was even on Earth is to put us against each other due to the fact such as the project. You know what I'm saying? The project called it the project just because the project it was a project to see can they keep all niggas in one spot. Excuse my French, but it is what it is, man, and you know. Yeah, program, man. That's why I always say I'm in the world, but I'm not other world. You feel me?
Right.
Yeah. I have a different outlook.
I'm in my own world.
Yeah.
My world is different from a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
They don't understand me, and I don't understand them because I tell people all the time, it's never a competition and we all win. Quit acting like you're competing against me because you can never win.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
I concur.
I'm just gonna be me and do me.
That's all that matters. Okay. One thing about it, everybody, if you know, you blessed to get up every morning, you have the same 24 hours in the day that the next person do. You feel me?
Right.
It ain't hard. It ain't hard, man. You know, I guess it hurt a person's feelings to congratulate. They already hate, you know what I mean?
Congratulations, I'm proud of you.
The
kids, they sold.
Yeah, proud of
motherfuckers. A lot of people were brought up around hatred.
True.
Because you have everybody, you don't have to be white to be prejudiced.
True, true.
You have prejudiced black people.
True.
You have prejudiced Mexicans. You have prejudiced Indians.
True.
And prejudice is when you hate on another kind. It can be your own kind. It makes you prejudiced too, if people don't know.
Educate them, sis. Educate them.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just being real.
Can y'all hear me?
The hood Oprah, you know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. Mad respect. But I want to turn the table a little bit, get back into the music thing. So what would you tell a young artist that's trying to come up right now? What would be your top three things that would you tell an artist right now that listening in, that don't know nothing, they're trying to do something though, in this music?
First, do your research. Do your research. Second, don't go out trying to rush and get no manager and you ain't making no money. And if you get a manager, make sure he does just what he's supposed to do, manage, and get you in a better position. If you with a manager that can't get you nowhere, then that's not a manager. You know what I'm saying?
True, true.
And invest in yourself. You have to invest in yourself before anybody will invest in you. Because a lot of people looking for an easy way out, but when you trying to make it, you have to learn to invest in yourself first before you can let anybody else be able to invest in you.
Amen. I think a lot of people get things misconstrued. I mean, chasing a deal and all this and that. You just don't know. You sign your life over in certain situations. Man, you better read that fine print.
I have a lot of artists that call me all the time, and they be like, they done paid this person to be their manager, and, you know, they haven't seen nothing they did, but they keep promoting other artists. And so I said, well, that's not your money. Mm-hmm. A lot of artists, they just know they need to get out. They need to do artist development before they go to management. Because first you got to know how to learn how to be an artist. Because a lot of people think artists is just rapping, but it's more to that. You have to have stage presence, you have to have crowd participation, and you have to have a well-spoken delivery. You see what I'm saying?
True.
It's not just rapping. You have to know how to deliver your message to people. And that's why I try to tell folks. That's what I got coming up. I got a new thing. Artist development is IGU. And that means it's just us.
Uh-huh.
Nobody else. Just us.
Yeah.
Let's do this one-on-one. Let me help you out. It's called Hip Hands.
Gotcha.
So I got the agency coming out to help these artists and help them get developed before they try to go out and make moves if they don't know what they're doing and school them.
Man, that's a true blessing. We're on the same page. True blessing for real, because a lot of people, like I said, think it's all glitz and glam when it's really not, man. You really got to be up on yourself. So, man, you'll get flushed down the toilet so fast. And you can't be mad at nobody but yourself. Mm-mm. Ice cold.
And they don't even have dedication no more like they used to.
No, both of them want a handout. Like you were saying, both of them want a handout. Both of them want to just give them something. Now you got to earn that shit, man.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you coming on to the Lace with Too Smooth today. Let everybody know how they can get in with the Miss KG, the boss lady.
Okay, well, you can follow me on IG as BossLady99_. You can follow me on Facebook under KAYG or Boss Lady Radio Personnel or Boss Talk. Either or. You can also tune in and follow me on Power 99 The Mix. You can download the app, Apple or Android, and listen to me Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 7 to 9.
Mad respect. We'll give a shout out to Anchor Man for letting us do this right here, man. Giving us a platform for people like me, KG, and other people to be informed, you know, try to educate. Shout out to Hardware Nation by Hard Moose Group, MMR 3000 Living Leverage. You know, check out the website www.mmr3000.com. Mac 2 More Pressure Out, King Squad, Path of King Out, Too Smooth Power with Money on the Way. Check out the movie trailer on NIL sites. It's going hard. I'm out. I'm Too Smooth. Mad respect to everybody who's trying in. Shout out to DJ Hardware, Dale Hardworker. We out. Mad respect.
I wanna see your body like this, girl. So come on, your body make me wanna take a flick, 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 flick. Pretty brown, brown, driving me wild.
Chubby niggas, chick magnet, cause I lay the wood. Then plus I'm from the hood. So like a car with a new RJ's, keep me running good. Lil' mama driving me wild, just like she my child. But she my bad chick, so you know Swain gon' keep her around.
Picture. play with these niggas.
No.
Steady be chasing my figure.
Yeah.
Bouncing around like a tigger.
Yeah.
Riding around with a hitter.
Slip.
Choppers on top of that split job. Straight to the top, I'ma lift up. Walk in the club with the stick up. Sending that thing like a pass rush. Yeah, niggas better chasing these dreams.
Yeah.
Every day I walk around with a beam. Yeah, through the real stuff in my sleep.
Yeah.
These niggas did not see me. Yeah, my dog just popped the beam.
Nah.
Walk on in the sweet tea. Yeah. I'ma kill them with my feet. Step up to that. Cause he got a strap, but we know that you was not gon' ride. Talking about slap, but ain't living like that. And we know that you was not my kind. Every day in the south, I punch with my slime. Big bro got the thing, let him go for a dime. My nigga black blue, but he good on my side. Throw up everything, they be under the fire. I'ma go where I want and you better not bother me. Do what you want, but you better not lie to me. Yeah, they gon' hate, but low-key, they gon' follow me. When up and got stuck, I don't take no apology. I'm rapping back cause I love to rush. My dog smoke ass, no angel dust. The nine get jammed, the Glock gon' bust. We grab the sticks and spark them up. I cannot play with these niggas.
No.
Steady be testing my figure.
Yeah.
Bouncing around like a tigger.
Yeah.
Riding around with a hitter.
Slap.
Choppers on top of that split job. Straight to the top, I'ma lift up. Walk in the club with the stick up. Sending that thing like a pass rush. Yeah, niggas had a taste in his dream.
Yeah.
Every day I walk around with a beam. Yeah, through the real stuff in my sleep.
Yeah.
These niggas did not see me. Yeah, my dog just popped the beam.
Knock
4-4 in the sweet tea. Yeah. I'ma kill him with my feet. And step up to that.
Coming, I bet they respect. Step on the neck, give a fuck if they ready. Bitch, I've been ready since a young adolescent. My mama stressing, I can't do no more rest. You think you deadly, turning up through the messages. Fucking feelings, we know who really telling. Niggas switching, don't know who really stepping. Don't question my game, they know who we rapping. 2020, open up to me clearly. I can see right through you niggas and bitches. Want attention, we pull up for the attention. Keep shit on the low, it ain't up for a mention. Mark the code, so I just at the digits. No, it ain't no love for a bitch. Let them play, we up in the stick. Line the strike, he gon' bust when it hit.